this is our last time in Halacha Shir of the summer, and today we're going to talk about Shabbos shoes. It's a little bit of a funny topic, but there is a halacha that one is supposed to wear big day Shabbos. When I was growing up, you always had a pair of sneakers, a pair of school shoes, and a pair of Shabbos shoes. So I was always under the impression that one is required to have separate shoes for Shabbos, like you are from the shoes that you have during the week, just like you have separate the rest of your clothing for Shabbos than you do during the week. But there is a fascinating discussion in Poskim. A lot of Poskim weigh in on the issue of whether, in fact, one requires Shabbos shoes. Are shoes considered a beged, where you need special shoes specifically for Shabbos? And I was able to find 8 rayas that Poskim bring as to whether one requires Shabbos shoes. So the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, raya number 1, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos tells us on Daf Samach Amud Aleph that they made a gezeira, the Chacham made a gezeira not to go out with a sandal hamasumer on Shabbos. A sandal hamasumer was like a shoe that had spikes on the bottom of it, and the Gemara explains that they made this gezeira because of a maisa shahaya, that there was one time enemies that were after us in times of Gzeiras Hashmad, and we had to hide, Jews had to hide in a cave, and they said that anyone who wants to enter the cave for hiding could come in, but hayotze al yetze, no one is allowed to leave, because we're afraid that if people are seen leaving the cave, the enemies will realize where the hideout is, and they're going to come in and they're going to kill us all. And one guy on his way in, his shoe got turned around and he left a footprint that looked like he was leaving, even though he was on his way in. So they thought, oh no, someone left and now we're going to be discovered, and chaos ensued, and there was a stampede, and they killed each other in the stampede, more so than the enemy would have killed them. So that's what the Gemara says, that they made a gezeira at that point, that al yetzei adam besandal hamasumar, that a person cannot go out with these spiked shoes on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, if the reason is that they killed each other in a stampede, why didn't they make a gezeira not to go out in a sandal hamasumar even b'chol? It's got nothing to do with Shabbos. It's dangerous to wear shoes that have spikes in the bottom, because if you step on somebody, you could really hurt somebody that way. So why didn't they make such a gezeira during the weekday? So the Gemara answers that since that maisa was on Shabbos, so they were gozer only on Shabbos. They were gozer mishum maisa shaya, it happened to have been only on Shabbos. However, the Yerushalmi in the 6th parak of Masechta Shabbos asks the same question, why didn't they make the gezeira on a weekday? And the Yerushalmi gives a different answer. Question is how you read the Yerushalmi's answer. I'll tell you the words. The words of the Yerushalmi's answer are, Lav orche debar nash mehavi le tren sandalin chad l'chol chad l'shabata. That it's not the derech for human beings, for people, to have 2 shoes, one for weekday and one for Shabbos. Question is, how do you read that? How do you read that line in the Yerushalmi? Is it bitmiya or is it binichusa? How is the Yerushalmi, what does Yerushalmi mean to say? The Karbana Eid on the side of the Yerushalmi says it's read binichusa. And the Yerushalmi is telling us that it is abnormal for people to have 2 pairs of shoes, one for the weekday and one for Shabbos. And therefore, once they're gozer not to wear a sandal amasumar on Shabbos, memela no one's going to wear a sandal amasumar bechol, because if those aren't your shoes, then they're not your shoes. You're only going to buy a pair of shoes they could use both for Shabbos and for the weekday. However, the Pnei Moshe on the other side of the page in the Yerushalmi says the exact opposite, that the Yerushalmi is saying it bitmiya. What, you think it's not normal for people to have 2 pairs of shoes, one for Shabbos, one for a weekday? And therefore, the Chacham only had to be gozer on those shoes that they wore on Shabbos, because that's what the Maisa Shahai was on Shabbos, like the Bavli said, that the Maisa Shahai was on Shabbos. But you see that the Mefarshi Yerushalmi disagree as far as what's normal. Is it normal to have Shabbos shoes, or is it not normal to have Shabbos shoes? Ravad Yosef in Yechavadad Chelekei Simul Chav Gimel thinks that the Karbana Eida is the more correct of the 2 interpretations, and he says that therefore it's more logical to assume that it's binichusa, and that in fact people do not have 2 sets of shoes, and one does not require Shabbos shoes. A second raya in the Tshuvas Rav Pa'alim Chelek Dalid, Or Chaim Simon Yud Gimel, he was asked about this very shaila, and he said that you could bring a raya that shoes are not considered bechol malbush, that a person has to change their clothing for Shabbos. You have to change your shoes for Shabbos from the fact that every single morning we make a bracha of malbush arumim, that's on the clothing, and then we make a bracha shasli kol tzarchi. And what shasli kol tzarchi? That's about the shoes. So why not have 2 separate brachas if really shoes and clothing is the same? Now Rav Vadya in that same tshuva in Yechavadah Shat writes, Mikol Makom Ein Araya. He doesn't think that that's a raya at all. Shad Nusach, Maldish Arum, Lo Yechoven Al Yachav Milvishos Na'alim, Ki Lashon Arum Lo Yitztak Ela Al Ma'arum Ehaguv. He says, Maldish Arumim, it may be that shoes are called the Maldish, but you wouldn't call someone who's barefoot naked. So since the brach is Maldish Arumim, it wouldn't, that doesn't help cover up one's nakedness. So that's not, so shoes aren't included, even if shoes are included in Malbush, they wouldn't be included in the Nusach of the bracha of Malbush Arumim. An interesting ha'ara that Rav Avadya has. A third raya is from the Tshuvas HaRavaz, not Radvaz, Ravaz, Rav Bezalel Zev Shafran, Zatzal, who was a Rav in Romania about 100 years ago, and he writes, he brings a raya that shoes are b'chlal malbush from a Mishnah in Shabbos Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph, where when it's talking about if a fire breaks out, so what are you allowed to carry out of the house in order to save it from a burning building on Shabbos without violating the Isser of carrying? So the Mishnah says, V'lovish kol ma sheyachol lilbosh, you could put on whatever clothing you're able to put on, and that way you'll save that clothing. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmona Eser Kelim, and Rabbi Yehuda says that's a total of 18 different clothing items that you would put on. So the Gemara says, really? 18 clothing items at one time? What are the 18 clothing items that a person is wearing at one time? So it enumerates what they are, and included in that are two shoes. Two of the 18 are shoes. So it says, Shaloye Malbush Shal Shabbos Ke Malbush Shal Chol. You see that there's a din of Malbush when it comes to Shabbos being different than Chol. And Malbush Kol Masha Yochel Lilbosh includes shoes. So you see that that shoes are considered a Malbush, and you have to have special Shabbos shoes. A fourth raya they bring that shoes are not included in Malbush is Paskin Sefer Yehoshua and Perek Tes Pasuk Hey Venalos Valos Usmalos Valos Alehem, and it says Ve'elus Lmosein Vena Aleinu, that it refers to shoes and clothing separately. So from the fact that that it refers to shoes and clothing separately, sounds like shoes are not b'chal clothing. The Ravaz rejects this raya because he says, okay, so that's a raya that in the Navi's Lashon shoes and clothing are not the same thing. Just because the Navi's Lashon is that way, Divrei Chachamim Luchud and Divrei Neviim Luchud. It's true, in the Gemara it only says Divrei Torah Luchud and Divrei Chachamim Luchud, but Tosos and Kiddush Lam Zayin and Beis writes that Lashon Neviim is also different than Lashon Chachamim. A fifth Raya that the Ravaz brings, that you don't have to have special Shabbos shoes, is from a Mishnah Meseches Ksuvah Stav Samach Dalid Amud Beis, where it says that a person has to give his wife shoes Mimoed Lemoed, that a person, a husband, has an obligation to provide his wife new clothing for Yantiv. So Mimoed Lemoed, he should buy her a new pair, not just for Yantiv, all the time. A person, one of the obligations of the Ksuba is that he has to provide her with clothing. So how often does he have to buy her a new pair of shoes? Once every Moed. That's when he buys her a new pair of shoes. And Rashi explains, Minalim Chadashim Kol Shloshes Regalim, and the Gemara says in Samachem and Beis, Detana B'makom Harim Kayu, why do you need so many shoes? Three pairs of shoes a year? That's so much. So the Gemara says, because Tana lived in the Tana who authored this Mishnah obviously lived in a mountainous region. You kill shoes in camp a lot quicker than you kill them at home when you're climbing up hills and mountains and whatever and walking through dirt and everything. So the shoes, you go through shoes much quicker. So Rashi says it must have been that was b'makom harim, and that's why they needed three pairs of shoes a year. So, and you would time it to coincide with the Moadim, so that they could also get a little bit of extra simcha with the Moadim. But the implication is that the new shoes that they got in the Moadim, they would continue to wear until the next Moed. That was their shoes that they would wear every Shabbos, every weekday, until the next Moed. So it sounds like they did not have special Shabbos shoes based on, because if there was a requirement to wear Shabbos shoes, a man would have to provide his wife not just with weekday shoes, both the Shabbos shoes as well. A sixth raya in the Shut Shar Ephraim Simul Kuf Chav Dalid, he has a suffix about someone who's mekabel on himself to be malbish as chavero. Sometimes you have a person takes a kabel on himself that I want to provide clothing for such and such a person. So do we assume that that shoes are bechlal clothing? I've mentioned that I have. There's a guy that calls me before Yantif every year. twice a year, actually, and he says, I want you to find for me a family that's not able to afford to make Yontif as nicely as I'm able to make for my family. I want to outfit all of the children in the family with Yontif outfits, everything. So the question is, so he's being makabel on himself to be malbish a family. So does that include shoes? It happens to be for him, it does. But let's say he one year he were to say, I don't want to include shoes. For some reason, he decided that's where his, that's where he was going to get stingy on shoes. You know, but so let's say he were to decide that. So do we have a din against him? That you said you were going to be malbish, you were makabalim, you can't back out of the shoes. So this was the shaila and the tshuvas shara frayim. If a person is makabal to be malbish, does he include shoes as well? So he writes that there's a raya from a Mishnah Sanhedrin that shoes are not included in malbush, because in Perek Dal Misos it says that different ways of worshipping an avodah zarah, and it says someone's megafe.
Yes, we just lost you for about a minute.
Okay, so I'm back now. Hasach Chamalbish Ramanil over below Sasei, that if someone worships an Avodah Zarah by being Malbish the Avodah Zarah or by being Manil the Avodah Zarah, it's a violation of Alos Sasei. So apparently Malbish is Bifnei Atzmo and Manil is Bifnei Atzmo. Sounds like shoes are not included in Malbush. However, he says Yesh Lidchos, but that's the Raya that he brings. Another Raya that the pros can bring is from a Mishnah in the first parak of Meseches Midos, the first parak of Midos. The Mishnah, it's quoted in the Gemara in Sukkah as well, and Daf Hei and Beis Daf Vav and Alv, so those Daf Yomi people, we just learned this recently, that someone who's Nichlas Labayis HaMenuga, someone enters a home that has Tzaras on it, so the halach is he's going to become Tameh, and his Kalim are going to become Tameh if they stay there long enough. So if he's Nichlas Labayis HaMenuga, the Kalev Al Ksefav, the Sandal of Tabosa Biyado, he's not wearing the clothing in question or the shoes in question. He's carrying some clothing over his shoulder. He has shoes in his hand. Then everything becomes tameh right away. But hayalavush kalev, if the clothing were on his body, the whatever clothing he's wearing on his body, v'sandal v'raglav, whatever shoes are on his feet, v'tabosa betzbosa, whatever rings are on his fingers, so then they don't become tameh immediately. They only become tameh if they stay in the house long enough of a kedei achilas pras paschitin velo pasorin. So in the Tshuvas Shvus Yaakov, the Zoom contact again, in the Tshuvas Shvus Yaakov, Chelek Aleph, Simul Chav Dalet, he quotes, he's Mochiach, from there that minalim, that shoes, and also rings for that matter, are included in Malbush. And then he said, and he rejects that which it says in the Shara Fahim, that they're not included in Malbush. However, in Gilyonei Ashas, in Brachas Taf Mem Aleph, he rejects the Shvus Yaakov. He says, Adraba, the Gemara is a Raya the other way, because it talks about the being Lavush Bekelev, and then separately it says that he's that a Sandal of Baraglov. So it sounds like one is not included in the other. And then an eighth and final Raya, Ravad Yosef in Yechavadas Chelekesim and Chav Gimel, brings a Raya from the Gemara in Kiddushin Lamed Aleph and Beis, based on the Nusach and the Ein Yaakov in the din of Kibra Ve'em. What do you have to do for your parent? Malbish Umanil Machil Umashke. And Yerushalmi has such a lashon also. Malbish Umanil, to give them clothing and shoes. So it sounds like these are separate things, that they're not considered the same. So however, Avadia says Yesh Lidchos. It's not really such a raya, because very often let's say it says machil umashke, give to food and drink, and we know that shtiyah is bechlal achila. You're not allowed to eat on tishbav. You're allowed to drink on tishbav. No, you're not allowed to drink either. Shtiyah is clearly bechlal achila. Mishnah Sanhedrin says hamarchitz hasach. And by the din of an eved herchitzo sacho bar rechitzas b'chal sicha, meaning it's all part of the same thing, and nevertheless we still list them as separate items. So we thought that it's not really such a or for example the Mishnah Tainis says about, and by also by a din of, in Moikon Chaval by a din of an avel that or a din on Tishbav that it's also to be likros. But Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim. Nevi'im and Uksuvim are also included in Torah. That's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Alvam Bey says. Om Rameir, Minayin, L'tchilas, Amesim, Min HaTorah. This is quoting Pesukim from Nevi'im and Uksuvim. So you see that Torah includes Nevi'im and Uksuvim also. So it says, Rav Adi, a lot of times you'll have like that, that just because it says Malbish and then it says Manil, doesn't mean that Manil is not Bechal Malbish. It says Achila, then it says Shtia, even though Shtia is Bechal Achila. So he didn't think that that's a great raya. Rav Adi concludes that you don't need separate Shabbos shoes. He says it's appropriate to polish your shoes, it's appropriate to shine your shoes, but you don't cover Shabbos, but you don't need separate Shabbos shoes. In fact, that's what the halacha is paskin as well in the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Zayin Simin Beis Osei, that shoes are not bechal malbush. However, he quotes from a Kaf HaChaim that's Me'ikar Adin. But by Midas Chasidus, it's Nachon Mahachlif. It's correct, it's proper to wear separate shoes for Shabbos. There's one more raya that for some reason I didn't see any of the poskim quote, but I thought it made sense that it would be a decent raya. The Gemara says, I think in Maseches Bava Basra, I meant to look it up before, the Gemara says that talks about the bed of a Talmud Chacham versus the bed of an Amaretz. Maybe as you're cleaning up the bunk, you know, as you're packing up, you can contemplate this Gemara. The Gemara says that underneath the bed of Talmud Chacham, you have winter shoes in the wintertime and summer shoes in the summertime. Under the bed of an Am Haaretz, it looks like a warehouse. It looks like a storage facility under the bed of an Am Haaretz. Now, an Am Haaretz is a mess. So he's got things stored under all this other stuff under his bed. But a Talmud Chacham, but I just thought the way the Gemara expresses it, again, I haven't looked it up, but if I recall, the Gemara says winter shoes in the wintertime, summer shoes in the summertime. The Gemara does not say two pairs of summer shoes, one for Shabbos, one for Vachadik, one for during the week. Two pairs of winter shoes, one for Shabbos. Doesn't say that. Makes it sound like it's only one pair of shoes. Again, nice thing to do, to have special, nice Shabbos shoes. But let's say you're packing for camp and you don't want to kill two pairs of shoes over the summer. So you could have the same. I've been wearing the same shoes. That's I was only here for two Shabbos, so I figured I'm not going to bring up another pair of shoes just for that. So you could technically make a credit. It's not a requirement to have a separate pair of shoes for Shabbos. Okay.